From passenger to powerhouse. How women are transforming transport, August 22, 2025. In South Africa's transport industry, women are moving from passengers to powerhouses, leading, innovating, and transforming the sector. This Women's Month, Nelly MKHABELA honors those breaking barriers and paving the way for a more inclusive, sustainable future. August in South Africa is not just a time to commemorate women, it is a powerful reminder that women are rewriting history every single day. In the traditionally male-dominated corridors of the transport industry, the journey from the back seat to the boardroom has not been easy. But it is happening, boldly, consistently, and powerfully. My own journey began in 2007, when I started working for PRASA Metrorail. I travelled by bus to get to work, never imagining that one day I would be among the first black women leaders at the Southern African Bus Operators Association, SABOA. This is more than a personal milestone, it is proof that transformation is underway in the bus industry. But our work is far from over. We still need more women at the helm, shaping the future of mobility, sustainability, and empowerment in transport. This Women's Month, we pause to honor and celebrate the phenomenal women who have paved the way, as well as those who continue to trailblaze with passion and purpose. We salute Sindiwe Motlapeng and Musa Nyandeni, two of South Africa's first black female train drivers. Since 2003, these pioneers have not only operated trains, but also led the way in driving PRASA's new electric multiple units, EMUs. Their dedication to mentorship and skills transfer is inspiring a new generation of women to see themselves in the driver's seat, literally and figuratively. We celebrate Imogen Minkwango, President of SABOA and Director of Gauteng Women in Transport, GWIT, whose leadership continues to open doors for women to be heard, seen, and included in strategic decision-making. We recognize Matlakala Motlong, another formidable force on the SABOA Executive Committee, whose expertise, authenticity, and passion for transformation enrich the sector. We also honor Sharmini Naidu, former executive manager of SABOA, whose professionalism and dedication during our handover left an enduring legacy. From the operator trenches to policy influence, women are making waves. Dr. Nora Fakoud of Busker has served the industry with distinction, her leadership defining the very standards by which the sector operates. Kathy Bell, a driving force behind the Road Transport Management System, RTMS, and a key player at Standard Bank, continues to raise the bar for safety, compliance, and innovation. We also acknowledge the support of our leadership, Honorable Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, and Gauteng MEC for Transport and Logistics, Kedabone Dial Tielabela. Your commitment to transforming the transport industry and empowering women is deeply appreciated. Creating room to grow, empowering women through skills development. Lasting transformation cannot happen without investment in skills development. One of the most significant enablers in our sector has been the Transport Education Training Authority, TETA. I am personally a proud beneficiary of TETA bursaries and know firsthand the life-changing power of access to education and training. Under the leadership of Mafifo Anno Frempong, TETA has played a pivotal role in supporting youth and women in transport. SABOA remains committed to working with TETA and other partners to create pathways for women to thrive, not only as employees but also as entrepreneurs, technicians, and thought leaders. From bursaries and internships to mentorships and enterprise development, we are building an ecosystem where today's schoolgirls can see a viable, exciting future in transport. This Women's Month, let us continue to create space, share the stories, shift the mindsets, and drive the change. To all the women moving South Africa forward, thank you. We see you. We celebrate you. We are because of you.